Continuing the Ramban, tonight we'll be in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. I would like to highly recommend for those who will be following along to grab a chumash, keep it in your little seat before you, the bench, you'll be able to follow along. You'll gain a lot more out of the Ramban, seeing the psukim inside at least. So let's continue in the Gan Eden, which we started discussing last night, and discuss another fundamental aspect of Gan Eden, and that is the consequence or the punishment of eating from the Eitz Hadas, eating from the forbidden fruit that Adam, of course, as we know, eventually does. And the Torah seems to be very clear as to what that punishment should be. What is the consequence of eating? The Torah says explicitly, "Me'Eitz Hadas tov ra lo soichal mimenu." Do not eat from this tree, Hashem says to Adam. Ki b'yoyim acholcha mimenuk, for on the day that you eat on it, on that day, b'yoyim acholcha mimenu mos tamus, you shall surely die. And the Torah seems to be pretty unequivocal about it. Seems to be pretty straightforward. The day that you eat from this fruit, not you might die, not it might happen, mos tamus, you shall surely die. What is the obvious problem with this pasuk?
He didn't.
It's not true. Adam Harishon eats of the fruits. And he lives a pretty long time, some 900 or so years beyond that. And the Torah said, "Ki biyoyim acholcha mimenu." On the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die. How do we handle such a pasuk? What does it mean that on the day you eat of it, you'll surely die, when it comes very clear that it's not at all, in fact, true? So the Ramban says as follows, on the day that you eat, tihiye ben mavet. On the day that you eat of it, you will be a person who will die, a person susceptible who will become somebody who dies. Now, when the Ramban says that, which might seem to us fairly an obvious approach to this, what he's doing is he's arguing with other Rishonim in terms of how to understand the nature of man in the beginning of his being created. Ibn Ezra learns that man was actually created and would not have lived forever, even had he not done anything wrong. He was created in the same human form that we were created in. He was a person who would have died. He was not eternal in any way, says Ibn Ezra. And he brings two proofs that it has to be that man in his original state would have been mortal in the way that we are as well. He says, number one, he was comprised of various elements, and the nature of the world is that various complex elements always break down into their simpler form. Form which would later be called entropy, other various scientific terms. It's impossible, says Ibn Ezra, that man, as complex as he is, could have maintained that and stayed that way forever and live. It always, things break down, they degenerate, they just somehow always happen, and therefore he says the nature of man would have been, he also would have died. Secondly, says Ibn Ezra, what does man do in Gan Eden? So the Torah says in the pasuk before the one that I read, what does Hashem tell him to do? Mikol eitz hagan ochol teichel, from every tree of the fruit that I've created. Gan Eden was, of course, full of fruit trees. You should eat. Says Ibn Ezra, if man were immortal, if he would have been able to live forever, then the nature of his body would have been such, why would he have to eat? He just would have been able to keep going forever. So says Ibn Ezra, the fact that he needed to eat, and the fact that he was comprised of complex elements, would have surely broken down. He was originally created mortal. How would Ibn Ezra then understand the fact that his punishment was that on the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die? So says Ibn Ezra, that means, like in today's world, if a person does a certain sin, he doesn't aver, he will die. Meaning he will die before he would have otherwise have died. And the punishment for Adam, says Ibn Ezra, he would have always died. The punishment for eating of the fruit is that now he would have died earlier than he would have otherwise. That says the Ibn Ezra's Pshat in the Pasuk. And on that comes the Ramban to argue. When the Torah says that on the day that you eat you shall surely die, it's on that day for the first time that you've become a Ben Mavis. Until this point, says the Ramban, and he brings himself Midrashim to back himself up, man would have been eternal, he would have lived forever, never would have died, there would have been no such concept of death in the world. It's only upon his eating of the fruits did he become a Ben Mavis. On that day, he became fundamentally different. He became now susceptible to die. But only on that day did it happen. How does the Ramban deal with the fact that he was a complex entity and normally things would break down? How would he be able to live forever? Says the Ramban, that's not a kasha. That's only a problem for a person, a ktana yamuna, those of small belief, who think that the bria nibachiyah, that the nature of the world is a natural occurrence and it just has to be. And there's a nature that guides everything in the world. Well, if nature guides the world, then yes, complex things will by definition break down. Aval l'das anshay he'emuna, but says the Ramban, like us, those who believe, ki ha'olam mechudosh b'cheifetz elokei pasha, that Hashem, with His desire, created this world, gam ha'kiyum yiyeh bo la'ad kol yemei ha'chafetz. And as long as Hashem would have desired it, the neshama that He instilled in the body could have maintained the body and would have caused it to have lived forever. The MS Bora, there's no question, there's no problem. I'm not bothered by natural scientific problems that complex things break down. So God's soul that He instilled, endowed within man, could have kept them living forever. Not a problem, says the Ramban. However, what does the Ramban do with the fact that man had to eat? If he was an eternal being, why does Hashem tell him, eat from all of the trees? He should have been able to live forever. Where does that fit in? Says the Ramban, a beautiful pshat. The fruits of Gan Eden, remember last night we discussed, the fruits of Gan Eden were different than all the other trees of the world. It was a special type of garden where Hashem put every tree exactly where He wanted it and instilled within it that special quality. Says the Ramban, that quality would be a food like man. These trees were different than other trees, and the fruits would have been a spiritual type of food that didn't create any waste, were entirely absorbed into the body. And would maintain those who eat them, and he would, through that, would have been able to live forever. And the Ramban concludes with a gorgeous idea. What's Adam's punishment when he's expelled from Gan Eden? What does he then have to eat? Lechem. Now, what's lechem? Lechem was never eaten before. It was always of the fruits of the tree. Now, for the first time, he's going to have to till the ground, work from the offer of the earth to produce his fruits, his food, in the form of bread. That type of food doesn't have that spiritual quality that will maintain itself. That breaks down. That causes degeneration. That will eventually cause him to die, the new food. And if you're interested, you'll note that the Maseches Rosh Hashanah describes the different Rosh Hashanahs of the year. And we always bring certain sacrifices, offerings to Hashem in that regard. Sukkot, we're judged on water, so we bring water. On Pesach, we're judged on the tefillah, on the grain, so we bring the omer. On Shavuos, what are we judged on Shavuos? On the peros ha'ilan, on the fruits of the tree. So what do we bring on Shavuos? Shtei alechem, two bread offerings. Why would we bring two bread offerings if we're being judged on the peros ha'ilan? So this is tied into the connection of our switch from our nature, our ability to eat the fruits of Gan Eden, to b'zeh es ha'pecha tzeich alechem. There's much more to that, but that's just a food, pun intended, for thought.